it going, Sha?
It's fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am, you know, I gotta say, as a sandwich person, I was very late to 7th Street Burgers.
What is 7th Street Burgers?
I might even be, I don't know if it's 7th Street or 7th Ave, but like, it's a simple burger place. They're all over the city right now. Yeah, 7th Street Burger. They're like pretty affordable for like a solid quality burger. It's very simple. The menu like is like, yo, you want a burger? Nah? Okay, get out. Like, it's straight up. They like sell like three things and they do those things very well. For city, pricing is pretty solid. I've gotten like, I would say like a burger is like $6.50.
Okay.
For like something like made in the moment, and it's super greasy, not healthy for you. Not pitching this as a health thing.
Oh, no, sure.
But like, it's made fast. It's made on the spot. It tastes pretty good. I would like, I am genuinely thinking in terms of value and speed, it might be the best burger I've had.
Which one did you go to, first of all?
I went to one near the cellar.
There's one near the cellar. Okay.
Yeah, like, I know, like, I was driving, like, I was leaving, like, doing shows, and, like,
All right, so, McDougal, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I was leaving the shows, typed in for a burger spot, and one of the homies was like, nah, let's do 7th Street. They were raving about it, and I went and had it. Crazy, like, sincerely, really dope. And like, but yeah, like, I've had better burgers, to be clear, but they take significantly more time or they're significantly more expensive. But like, for how affordable, how fast it is, and the fact that it's fresh made, like, I'm genuinely impressed by how dope it is.
You know what I mean?
And like, it's it felt like a throwback in New York to like the price of like a burger being like roughly two times the price of an MTA card.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Okay. So,
like, you know, like, because a slice was supposed, that was the whole thing, like a slice of pizza is supposed to cost what a Metro card costs.
Right. Yes.
You know, so a burger is 2x that. And we
lost that.
Like, burgers now are like $15 in some places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, but this was like $6.50 for the plane.
Okay. And this, is it like a smash burger? Like,
yeah.
Like the patty is smashed down, or is it like a flat one, or like a big old juicy jam?
It's smashed, and you can get like double patty. It comes on potato bread, and then you just have like a standard, like literally like four ingredients on top of that, like cheese, onions, a sauce, and pickle. And that's it. They're like, yo, like, this is what we do. If you want this, cool. If you want something different, we don't make it.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Super efficient. Like, it, but yeah, like, it just like, A, it felt nostalgic to see something that's affordable in New York. B, the entire demo in the place is all like young people. You know, they're out late.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting food and sandwiches. And like, it felt rejuvenating to be around young people again. Like, we agreed on something food wise. I was like, okay, I'm with this.
Uh-huh.
You know, I felt charged. I was around all these like young NYU kids that can eat these and like still got six packs.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was like, oh, this is beautiful. We're having a moment here together. We're congregating. The food has brought us together as one, you know?
Yeah. You know, they're not looking at you like that, right?
I'm sure. But I felt that, you know?
Oh, okay. Good. All right. Good.
It was for me. They were like, who's this old dude? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
why is this old guy in the way?
We shop different. I'll say that. They go there to like, they're still hanging out. They're in the moment. They're in the night. I place my order in the car. And like, I just show up, I grab a bag, I leave.
Right.
That's how I know who the old people are.
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah, they
like,
called ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, straight up. Like, I don't got time for all this, my G. Like, but it was exciting. And like, it was just, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's been a minute since I've discovered a food in New York. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know there's a ton of new stuff every day. But I just haven't had something that, like, it's been a while since I've had something surprise me. Because, like, usually, like, because of social media, like, either I've had it already or, like, I get pictures of it, like, 30 times sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then, like, when I go there, like, I already have, like, 10 people's reviews of what this was.
It felt so this is the first time in a long time you're walking into a place blind.
Yeah, like a place that that was good, and I had no frame of reference, despite it being relatively well known for people in the area, and like it felt cool to like just have like that experience again. Like, and like the whole ride home, I was like, man, like I miss opening CDs and shit.
Yo, okay, just, like, so this was a very triggering burger.
Yeah.
triggered a lot of memories for you.
Straight up, dude. I was like, yo, this is crazy. Okay. You know?
Okay.
This brought a lot of joy back. And then to cap it off, on Monday, I'm typing in my office and I get a text from my son who's upstairs. So I had this burger the day before. I'm in the euphoria of old New York life.
Right.
And I get a text from my son upstairs and he's like, hey, dad, I'm really glad you recommended this Illmatic album.
What?
I was like, what? He's like, yup. He's like, I heard all the songs. He's like, this is a, I'll even read you this, the exact line he said was, this is a great album to vibe to. I'll take it. My man listening to 1994. My son ain't exist till 2010, Shy. And he listening to 94. I was so excited.
It's beautiful.
Real talk. He was like, they talk a little fast, but I like the rhythms. And I'm going to go on Genius and look up all the lyrics because you talk about what he's saying being really cool. You know? He said, the only song he didn't like was the intro, and I explained to him that it was an intro, so it wasn't a full song. He's like, okay.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, he's like, but everything else was really cool. He enjoyed New York State of Mind and The World is Yours the most. He made a joke referring to the album. He said the intro is the only one I didn't like. I guess he didn't drink the Dom P before starting that song. Because that's how Nas starts off one of the songs. He's like, I sipped the Dom P watching Gandhi till I'm drunk. I was like, yo, he really listened to it.
He really listened to it. Yeah. That's great. That's
straight
fantastic.
Up, yo. So I had all that within like 12 hours.
Wow.
Real talk.
Yeah, you had a moment. Yo. And you know, I bet if you go back to eat that burger now, it will not be as sweet. Because
I'm debated on not having the burger again.
I don't think you should. I think that was it. I think what that burger fed you was more than just beef and cheese and bread. It gave you like the warm fuzzies. It gave you like your memories back. It gave you a little vim and vigor, a little pep in your step. It gave you a connection to your son. It gave you so much. It can never give that to you again. Don't chase that high. Yeah.
Excited, yo. It was a beautiful 12. I was like, this is crazy.
Wow.
Straight up. Absolutely, thankful. 7-5. I don't know if you could do that for every customer.
No,
but,
probably not. I mean, what are those kids going to remember? What are they going to remember?
You remember clicking on the song you like? Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. What are they even? Those kids don't even know what AOL Messenger is. They don't have any. They got no memories. They got nothing.
You ain't been in chat rooms with us.
Yeah. They are. For them, they're making the memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for you, it poked something.
That's all, yo. That shit unlocked. Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit unclogged something in there, yo. I was like, oh, okay.
That's great. That's so funny.
Real talk. Super appreciative of it. Check it out. It's a good burger spot. It might not do that for you.
It varies. It varies per user. But
they're solid. At the very least, you're going to enjoy the burger. You might not have a life-altering, triggering memory of something beautiful to happen in your life and a time you missed. But you'll enjoy the burger. It's fine. Let's get into the news. Speaking of generational differences, millennials and Gen Z have ditched Top Sheets, much to the dismay of older generations. Who's right, Team Top Sheets or Team Duvet? That's right. Once again, the youngins are flabbergasting the older generations with their disregard of things they deem unnecessary. There's always something that gets dropped or altered generation to generation. The debate is on the use of top sheets, also known as flat sheets. They're the sheets that keep your body from touching the comforter. Most Gen X and boomers are firmly for the use of top sheets as a hygiene practice. The idea being that the top sheet keeps your dead skin cells and body oils from dirtying your comforter, causing you to have to wash it more often. Mm. Apparently, millennials and Gen Zers are uninterested in using top sheets while sleeping. In fact, they'd rather just get a duvet cover, though they may be cumbersome. A duvet cover can be washed fairly frequently, while some may opt for a cheaper comforter that they don't care is washed often because their disdain for the top sheet is that strong. Whoa, okay. But why on earth do millennials and Gen Zers hate top sheets? It turns out it's mostly about practicality. Many millennials are on the move, holding a full-time job and a side hustle or two to make ends meet, adding an extra step when making the bed seems unnecessary.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
That's insane, yo.
What are you talking about? Because you got a full-time job, you can't use a top sheet? Look here, I can't. What's wrong with y'all? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Does that full-time job and your side hustle keep you from sweating out impurities in the night? You're insane. You're insane.
Yo, all I heard is that you need it more.
I know.
You out here sweating more than anybody. You working two jobs. You better make sure that shit is on there, B.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
You don't got time to fold one more sheet. It's the one that's the fold.
It's the one that's easy.
Yeah, it's the easy. It does
it's
whatever you want.
The easier one. The reason that the fitted sheet is so hard is because you just folded the flat sheet and it was easy. I can't with you. What's wrong with you?
I am blown away by this. Real talk.
I know a person who doesn't use. I know a couple of people who don't use top sheets, and I just thought that they were quirky. But now to know, just like, huh, that's interesting. But now to know that it is like a preference is, I don't understand. I don't understand. Are you making your beds? Who cares? I don't even make my bed. Who's making beds personally?
We make beds in my crib. Yeah.
Yeah. Day. Nah, that's crazy. Y'all are insane. All you bed makers are insane. Although I will say, because of this cat, I do have to pull my covers up over my pillows or else she will just sit on my pillows and then I can't breathe when I sleep. I don't blame a flat sheet or anything. That is because I'm allergic to cats. But that's the first thing to really get me to kind of make my bed.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just pull, even if you're doing like a quick and dirty, like, okay, I gotta make this bed look somewhat presentable. I don't need to do like hospital corners or anything. You're just pulling everything up anyway. Just pull the flat sheet, pull the duvet if you use a duvet. I don't do duvets.
I don't do duvets.
Because
that's the little like the pretty one on the side, right? Like it don't really cover the bed that much.
No, a duvet can cover it's the size, it can cover a bed. But it's the kind where it's like there's a cover. And then a long, thin kind of pillow type filling that you put in. And so to wash a duvet cover, you have to take that long, that big, it's a very thin kind of pillowy filling that's the size of a blanket, basically.
Okay.
And then the duvet cover goes over that. But in order to clean the duvet cover, you've got to take the pillow stuff out of it, which means there are buttons along the, it's more, they make comforters. It's stitched in. If you want that, you can throw that in a machine. I'm not taking things apart. That's where they lose me is with a duvet cover.
I can't do duvets. We got the comforters.
Mm-hmm.
We have, for like our bedroom, we got 7 comforters.
Wait, are you sure? How many?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of them, the comforters. No? How many you got?
Well, a comforter is the more the thick one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there are also, do you also just have like blankets?
We got a lot of blankets.
Okay. Oh, wow. Do you have heat? Why are
I sweat all the time. So like I tell Gag, like, yo, like, I want a new, I, like, another one.
Gotcha. You know? Okay. All right. You all right.
But I want them to match. I don't want to do, like, I don't like having to think about the combination too much. So, like, we got a comforter and, like, 2 to 3 matching sheets.
Yes.
So, right. Like, the sheets might get switched out, but that's the comforter for the week.
Right. You know what I mean? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have, I mean, I haven't, I don't think I have a comforter currently. I haven't had a comforter in a while. What I have is I've got blankets, you know, okay. Either like those kind of, you know, relatively thin, but they keep you warm, kind of knit blankets.
Yeah.
And I have a blanket that I bought at the, shout out to the Buford Highway flea market. I bought this blanket. It's very soft and very warm, and it has, it's a little fuzzy, and it has like a lion on it.
Yeah.
Like a drawing of a lion, you know? Like,
hell yeah.
Yes.
Yo, low-key, I thought that was the immigrant thing. Okay.
Yeah, it is. That is what the Buford, that's what the Buford Highway Farmers Market is. It is, for all intents and purposes, an immigrant thing. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I usually, the best way to describe them, I either call it my Mexican lion blanket because, yes, right. Or if you ever see anyone selling rugs and blankets on a street corner, and this is much more of a, it's not a, so much a New York thing. I haven't seen people doing that. But like, there are folks on the street corner, they're selling packs of socks and blankets, and they all have like a, some sort of animal on it, or, you know, like a polar bear or a deer, and mine has a lion. And I was just like, oh, this is very soft and extremely warm. And my sister hates it. She hates that blanket so much. But it is truly the warmest thing. So every time when it's time for me to pull it out and put it on my, when it's like fall, I put it on my bed, I take a picture, and I send it to my sister.
That's love.
And then I write like some sort of caption like, hey, there's Zakiya, look, it's me, the lion, you know, like she hates it. So
oh, so man, I hope she reads in that voice. That's awesome. Yeah,
oh, no, that's absolutely. That's absolutely how she hears it.
That's just awesome, yo. Yo, real talk, I still remember when, like, my parents gave me one. Like, I was, like, 5, and, like, I swear, like, it felt like the first serious talk I had with my dad. Like, he was like, yo, listen, this is an investment. Like, you taking this lion with you forever. No, like, I had that lion for like 30 years strong. Like,
yeah,
sincerely.
It's durable. Very durable.
Yeah.
I bought like a lesser version of one at a Kmart, the Kmart that was at Astor Place.
Yeah.
I bought one that has like a deer on it for the living room in case we have company and they need to sleep in our living room and it gets cold. We've got that for them. But, yeah, like that. That's usually what I use, but I always use a top sheet. I always use a flat sheet, just because, you know, I sweat when I sleep. It's you know, I put on lotion. Certainly, that stuff's coming out when I'm sleeping. Yeah.
And like, I feel like it feels weird to have the thing directly on my skin. That like top sheet.
Yeah, and so here's the thing that that I read in this. If you run hot, a lot of millennial and Gen Z say that the flat sheet adds an extra like layer. It gets bunched up or tangled up around your legs. And it can feel hot. And it's like, but if you run hot, boomers and Gen Xers have got the thing for you, a top sheet. It seems that the thin piece of material that irritates some people can act as a temperature control.
Yeah.
It's so cooling. Sometimes it's cooling if you run hot, if that's your issue.
100%. I won't sleep without it. It makes a significant difference. Because, like, I feel like when you got, like, the AC on and the fan, the top sheet gets colder than the cover will.
Right.
So, like, I feel like I'm in a cooler environment when I go to sleep on the top sheet and the actual bed. Like, I don't know. And like, also, I know how to, you know how to, I know they wrong?
Hmm.
Ain't a single young person stay in the hotel and say, yo, by the way, before I get there, take off the top sheet.
Yeah, do they take off? First of all, depending on the hotel, no, thank you.
Yeah. I promise you, if they clean something, it's the top sheet. But yes, it ain't that comforter, that might seem a solid month.
Yeah, that thing isn't what's being washed. In fact, they make hotel beds not with fitted sheets, but with other top sheets.
Yeah.
I think they tuck in a flat sheet to use it as a fitted sheet, and then they use another. It's nothing but flat sheets in there.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's got to be easier to clean and to maintain.
Easier to clean. It's just toss it in the machine with the other things. You people are insane if you're not using one. Ugh.
Come on, young people. Listen, man, like, y'all, I trust y'all when it comes to, like, oh, this technology's better. I might not understand it, but, like, I'm with you. But you got to trust us with the meat and potato stuff. Like, stuff like physical, real life. Like, we've been there. And, like, I'm telling you. Top sheets all day. Come on, man. This is madness.
I know.
Y'all are so wrong.
Also, most importantly, when you've made love with someone, how are you going to get out of bed coquettishly in Hollywood? Yeah.
Come on.
For Hollywood alone, you got to have a top sheet. How, if you get in an argument with someone that you just hooked up with, can you storm out without wrapping the top sheet around you and then leaving?
Real talk, B.
Yeah, it's very important.
You messing up all these scenes.
Yeah, it's very important to walk around your house wrapped up in the top sheet. I mean, if you really don't understand the element of play if you have not wrapped yourself up in a top sheet and walked around your apartment. What are you doing? Are you even living? I don't think you're living. I don't.
Real talk. There's not enough drama in your life.
There's not.
Real talk. You don't got a top sheet. You're not living an exciting life. Okay?
No. Not Real at all.
You having sex and just agreeing with people after?
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
Cuff. Yuck. Yeah. And then if you're having sex just right underneath your duvet?
Yo. Madness.
God.
Yeah. I'm never staying over y'all cribs. Mm-mm. Real talk.
Forget it. I'll bring my lion and I will wrap myself up in a flat sheet and a lion. And that's it.
And of all the things, and like, I'm budget conscious. I get it. Mm-hmm. And I respect that y'all doing two jobs.
Right.
The flat sheet got to be the cheapest of the sheets. If you're going to cut somewhere in the budget, that's not where you cut. You should double up on flat sheets until it's thick enough.
Yeah. I don't
follow the hotel model.
I know that article said that there are some companies that sell like a whole bed sheet set without the top sheet. No, you will not get my business.
Never.
Yeah, no.
I don't even want to buy stuff from your company now.
No.
On principle, you're supporting this nonsense. Insanity.
Okay. If you don't want to put more money in your pocket because I'm looking for top sheets, I guess that's on you. But that's insane.
Another news. Blueberry, grown in Australia, breaks the record for world's heaviest blueberry. That's right.
I'm sorry. All right, let's hear
real
about
news, baby.
Yeah.
This is on CNN, baby. That's right. A giant blueberry that tips the scales at a whopping 20.4 grams, 0.71 ounces, officially entered the record books this week. The fruit was picked on November 13th, and the record for heaviest blueberry was confirmed this week. Rock on. Okay.
It took them that many months to confirm it. I just look back and like, what's the date of this article?
I was confused too. That was my pause. It's like, okay.
All right.
It took y'all 5 months of measuring. Like, how many? Yo, respect to Guinness World Records for being on some trust but verify shit, yo. They're like, we ain't just giving away these records. Hold on.
We'll get there when we get there. Keep it intact, but we got to see it. We can't just take your word for it.
Yo, real talk. I kind of respect that, yo. I know that these records ain't frivolous now, you know?
No, they got somebody there for each one.
Now, I saw Barry last week. We got to see this. Hold on. The record-breaking Barry measured in at 39.31 millimeters, 1.55 inches. Wow. Across roughly the same size as a table tennis ball, It was grown in Corindi, New South Wales, Australia, by the staff at Blueberry Grower Costa Group. That is okay. Kind of broad. Like, yo, a table tennis ball sized blueberry is kind of crazy.
Yeah. All right. I'm thinking ping pong. Yeah. No, that is kind of a big blueberry.
That is a blue. Yeah. That's crazy. Respect, yo. I don't know if that was their goal.
The previous record for heaviest blueberry was held by a 16.2 gram berry grown in Western Australia in 2020. Oh. Okay, what's going on in Australia with these blueberries?
For real talk, yo. Y'all got to spread that focus to other things now. That's pretty cool.
You know what might be my favorite thing about this is knowing that you still will not consider this an actual food. This is still an ingredient to you.
This particular blueberry, I'll give you. This is a handheld blueberry.
That's because it won an award.
It's a handheld blueberry. This is now crossed over to being food, okay?
Oh, my God.
This one blueberry qualifies, okay?
All right.
In other news, rats are high on marijuana in a police station in New Orleans. That's right. Rats have gotten into the confiscated pot in New Orleans.
Okay, stop. Wait. Hold on.
This is awesome.
Okay, I need a moment. I need a moment. Let me get this straight.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right, let's continue with the story. I needed.
The rats have gotten into the confiscated pot at New Orleans' aging police headquarters, munching the evidence as the building is being taken over by mold and cockroaches, according...
God damn!
Yo! That police chief is tight, yo. She is saying all the tea right here, yo. The rats are eating our marijuana. They're all high, the police superintendent and Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick described the vermin infestations and decay at the offices that have housed the New Orleans police since 1968. Saying officers have even found rat droppings on their desk. The police department did not immediately respond to an emailed request Wednesday for more information on how they discovered marijuana was eaten by rats or whether any cases were infected. The city officials are taking steps to move the department to a new space. That's been a priority of the police chief since she took over in October. The chief said, her 910 officers come to work to find air conditioning and elevators broken. She told the council members the conditions are demoralizing.
I think you know when a rodent has eaten your anything.
Yeah.
There are telltale signs. So if you go into the evidence closet or wherever it is, and there are bags of marijuana and just like, you know when a mouse has gotten into your bread, it's going to look like that.
Yeah, a little trail of plastic and crumbs, you know?
And then clearly the next thing you're going to see are a bunch of rats lounging around in tie-dye t-shirts. Like, first you're going to see the packaging has been tampered with, and then you're going to see them just sitting around playing video games. Like, that's how you know. I don't understand what more proof you need.
Real talk.
It's just going to be a bunch of rats who meant to apply for jobs, but they forgot. The day got away from them. It's what you see when there's marijuana use.
Why these rats is all about the vibe, yo?
Right, yes, you know? That's what it is. Tiny little lava lamps is what you'll see. Just
flowing, yo.
Yeah, it's rats just swaying.
You don't even mind these rats, quite honestly.
Yeah, like, actually, they're really not. They're not messing with your food. I mean, Ron, actually, they're probably eating all of your food.
More than ever, yo. Real talk,
oh,
yo.
Oh, my gosh.
Ron Harrison, the global technical director for Orkin Pest Control, said he hasn't encountered someone reporting rats eating their marijuana, though the company has pest control contracts for some greenhouses that grow it. Harrison said the New Orleans situation isn't completely shocking since rats are omnivores and that the rats may experience the same effects with marijuana as humans because their brains are pretty similar. That is wild, yo.
I mean, yeah, we already know that. Make them take all of the medicine before we take it. That's how I know they got their hands on tie-dye t-shirts.
Real talk.
Same brain.
Yeah, like that's how they knew to get the marijuana. They've been hearing about it. You know, they're like, I'm bored trying to get the lab job.
Yeah, you know, so now it's just a bunch of rats, I guess, sitting in cells, listening to fish. I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, man. Like, yo, I heard your mouse is really into Hootie and the Blowfish.
I think it's just... Yeah.
I love this idea so much. This is great. Do you think mice and rats think that the mice that work in labs are doctors? Do they call them like the PhDs to the mice?
Oh, I wonder.
Like, oh, you got selected for that job. That's dope, man. Your cousin, you just got hired at the lab.
I'm sure some do. I'm sure the parents of the ones that work in the labs do. But I'm sure the other ones know, man, you don't even know what they're doing to them in there. Or, like, when they come home.
They just smoke you, like, nah, you don't want to do it.
Yeah, you don't want it. It's not the same. You know what I mean? Just
I'm just riding it out, B. I got another 4 days for my pension.
You know? Right. Yes, exactly. It probably hits different, depending on your relationship to that particular lab rat or mouse.
Finally, library book on psychedelics took a long, strange trip for 37 years. That's right. A book on psychedelics was returned to a Colorado library after taking a long, strange trip. The High Plains Library District in Weld County said the book Psychedelics by Bernard Aronson and Humphrey Osmond was returned recently to the Riverside Library and Cultural Center. The book was due back May 30th of 1987 and was accompanied by a note reading, sorry so late, it's been a long, strange trip.
Okay.
Yo, respect for the return, though. I ain't mad at that.
Yeah, I guess you got everything you needed out of it. I wonder if one of those rats returned it.
I've been meaning to get to this, you know what I mean?
Right, that's the next person on the list.
If you would like to sponsor our new book reading for Mice Club.
Oh, okay? God.
All you got to do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple, Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You don't believe in the value of developing these young mice minds.
Yeah, I don't know if I do. They seem to get it. I don't know why I gotta help.
5 stars. You're excited about the idea. We're gonna hire celebrities to read books to mice and rat communities. You know,
rat communities.
If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at @GastronMonte. Shout out this week to FCVLJ. With all that said, I am excited to be doing voiceover work. I'm reading a book on Audible for rats.
Right. Okay.
Monte. You know what I mean? It's going to be great.
Not me. I'm going to be cracking down on these scofflaw rats, these high rats out here.
Shalay was going to be hanging out with the high rats in New Orleans. Shalay was sharp.
Yep. Right. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Talk to them about disappointing their parents.
This might be the most pro-rodent ever episode.
Yeah, this might be, because we really usually try to eradicate them.
So, I mean, if they're getting high and reading books in New Orleans, I'm not that mad. They stay there. That's cool. Yeah. Catch y'all next time. Peace.